So have you ever said to your spouse, you're not listening? Or ever said to your children, you're not listening? You're not paying attention? My favorite ones is when people go, la, 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 la. I'm not listening. La, 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 la. How many things do we not listen to? I choose not to answer that phone call. Or I choose not to respond to that text. Or I choose not to reply to an email. Plenty of ways to not answer the call. To not hear what someone wants to say to us. In the gospel, we have a deaf man who cannot speak. They bring him to Jesus for healing. And Jesus takes him aside. He touches him. He calls on God and he says, Ephphatha, be opened. Ephphatha, be opened. Not only our ears, but our heart. Imagine the joy of the man. Now he can hear. Now he can speak. And does he keep it to himself? Of course not. He goes out and announces, the holy man Jesus has healed me. So let's ask ourselves the questions. Who do we listen to? Are our ears and our hearts open to the voice of Jesus? Do we truly listen to Jesus? Do we hear his call? Who do we listen to? Who do we listen to? Whose words touch our hearts? Whose words touch our spirits? Whose words counsel us? Whose words inspire us? Whose words support us? Whose words encourage us to do and to be our best? Who do we listen to? Do you think the deaf man, after he was healed, followed Jesus? Absolutely. Absolutely. He went around and proclaimed he was healed by Jesus. He could not keep quiet. He wanted people to know. This weekend and next weekend, we call all parishioners to consider volunteering for liturgical and service ministries. This weekend, we're talking about all the ministries here at Mass. Next weekend, we'll talk about the other ways to volunteer around our Catholic community. So I'm asking you to have open ears and open hearts to volunteer and to serve here at St. Joseph, to serve at Sunday Mass, to speak words of welcome, to announce the good news, to serve the body of Christ, to set the table of the Lord, to offer food in friendship, to share your time and talent. We know well there are plenty of voices that can distract us, aren't there? Voices who insult, voices that ridicule, voices that demean, voices that belittle. But more importantly, we come to be open to the voice of Jesus, to hear him speak to our ears and to our hearts, to have him say to us, be opened. We come to hear his voice of comfort and healing. We're here because the voice of Jesus is calling us to be open to doing good with our lives, to do good in his name, to help and to serve and witness in his name. So let us remember, the man was healed, the man was changed, the man was inspired to go out and proclaim Jesus and his healing touch. The question to ask ourselves, am I open to being touched by Jesus? Am I open to serving in his name in love? Amen.